Last case for argument, Davis versus Hutchins. Mr. Hutchins. Mr. Hutchins, where are you?
In New Jersey.
Are you Mr. Hutchins?
No, Your Honor, I'm Davis.
Well, where's Mr. Hutchins?
Have you ever met him, by the way? I mean, just academically. So once more, he has blown the scene. Ah.
Pardon? What'd you say?
Yes, here he is. He hasn't shown up before. Didn't show
well,
up.
I have a. Could I ask you a couple of questions?
I'm here, Your Honor.
Okay. What there are a couple of things about the case that struck me as odd. First, why did you sue him rather than the law firm?
It wasn't a law firm. With him or the companies working for
I mean the company. I didn't mean law firm.
It's not in the record. I can tell you the reason, but it's not in the record, Your Honor.
Sure, go ahead.
The reason was this Goldman and Company is a fiction. It doesn't exist. It's been gone after by the FTC and other consumer attorneys, and he was the only live body I could find.
Okay, my second question is, I don't understand how the judge could enter an order for $500,000. I mean, in a default situation, there's supposed to be, of course, as you know, a hearing to prove the amount of damages. How could this fellow Hutchins, this elusive Hutchins, be responsible for $500,000 in damages?
Because of his failure to respond to the complaint, respond to discovery, respond to the request in the damage prove-up for the $500,000. In essence, we said, we don't know what he's worth. He hasn't cooperated in discovery. Remember, this is the guy who sends us the smiley face when we have to have a Rule 26 conference. It was incumbent upon him to come up with credible evidence saying, you can't get the statutory maximum. Okay? It's a discretionary decision by the judge to award 1% of the defendant's net worth up to $500,000. Absent some credible evidence to the contrary, we asked for the maximum. We put that in our damage prove-up. He didn't show. He didn't respond to it. I think the court was fully authorized to award those maximum damages because of his failures.
But isn't it plain that $500,000 is more than 1% of his net worth?
We don't know, Judge. It may very well be.
He might be a really rich guy who's slumming as a collection.
Well, given the group he's with, I really don't know, and that's the serious problem here. We just don't know what is he doing here and what his deal is. And in fact, it would be a great tactic if you could kill off class actions in the statutory damage area by just never responding. Okay, then all I can get against the defendant is $1,000 in statutory damages, maybe some actual damages, and I never responded to the class part or about my net worth, so I've killed off the class action by just ignoring it and going into default on it. And that's why I think you should uphold the statutory damages. I think he could have come up with some evidence to beat it, but he didn't.
Is he a member of the bar in New Jersey?
Well, that's what he said. That's what Judge Lindbergh said. I wasn't able to find that out.
Did you check the New Jersey bar records or anything?
Well, we tried, and they were less than helpful. Some states are more helpful than others. There's a good chance he's a lawyer someplace.
Any questions?
Mike? No. I mean, our brief stuck it all out, Your Honor. We'd stand on our brief.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Case will be taken under advisement. The other two cases have been submitted on the brief, so the court will be in recess until 9:30 tomorrow.
I don't think we earned our full payment.